Well, listen, Bingo. He got a bucket of nose clams fresh from the sea. Sweet, delicious nose clams that are looking for a home, if you follow me.
No, I don't follow you. I don't know what the hell you're talking about right now.
It's not confusing. Just everybody settle down. These are the kind of nose clams that make you want to dance the night away.
I don't get what the hell you're talking about.
It's so obvious.
You know what? It's not obvious. Now you're being too vague. Okay. You're talking about dancing clams and the sea.
Because these are the kind of nose clams that you crush up into a line of white powder and you snort them up through your nose and they make you high. You use a dollar bill or a straw to do it. They come from Colombia. They're illegal and they rhyme with propane.
Perfect. You found a perfect medium ground there.
Welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I am your host, John Papagiorgio. With me is my faithful sidekick,
Will
Papagiorgio. There you go, my brother. We are coming at you, what is it, live on tape delay? What the hell does SNL say? You're reaching for it.
God damn it. Recorded from a previous broadcast.
Okay, we'll go. Oh, just the Don Pardo announcement at the beginning.
It's just a little like white subtitle.
Alrighty, but...
So did we F up the intro?
No, we're good so far, as I can tell.
I mean, didn't it pick up, like, the noise we were making?
We were actually pretty quiet, I think.
I think I asked, like, some question. I think it's an S.
Yeah, let's just get the damn show done, man. I gotta wake up in a couple hours.
Right.
We come to you every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.fcac.org/WEBR. You can hear us on Cox 37, Comcast 27 if you're poor.
Living in the hood bridge.
Darkness, everybody!
I didn't just play the darkness sound clip, which doesn't go through our boards. We can't hear it on the headphones, unfortunately. But you get it on Cox Channel 10.
P-Dub County?
Yeah.
Cox Channel 10? You mean Comcast?
No, Cox 10. Like, you know, if you don't have a cable box and you just plug into like a wall jack or some crap.
Oh, so you're saying for people who don't have like digital cable.
Yeah, exactly. You get the SE wall jack cable. What I have in my bedroom at Mama's.
Oh, I thought like, well, so then that's going to die in February 09 or whatever?
No, I think that's still a digital feed. The only stuff that dies at this point is literally
like
rabbit
bunny ears.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of P-Dub, back when I was, you know, banging the girl in the Section 8 housing.
Who?
32-year-old.
Oh, she lived in...
She lived in the hood.
Man's asses.
Yeah. Isn't that P-Dub? We definitely...
That's a weird county. It, like, wraps around Fairfax like a cancer.
Exactly.
Because, like, Manassas
like
is to the
cancer
west.
Cancer around your colon.
Around some vital organ.
Yeah.
And then, like, Woodbridge and stuff to the south.
God damn Manassas. Yeah. Damn it to hell. But, yeah. So
where does she live there? Like, I've never seen...
Where's
like,
the actual Section 8 stuff?
Yeah, because, like, Manassas...
It's
hidden. Like, a lot of, like, neck stuff, but it's not that bad. I don't know.
Well, I'm not going to act like this was, like... Well, okay, it was pretty MS-13, you know what I mean? Like, you could get your hands macheted. All right, go down 234.
Right.
And you've passed Checkers.
Yeah.
And you've got a Chevy dealership then on your right.
Yeah, okay.
Like a huge dealership.
I'm with you so far.
Yeah, you make a turn to the right there, and then a quickie left, and it's kind of like hidden. If you're driving on 234, it's a little scrap of woods blocking it from 234's view.
Okay, yeah, I've been to like the other side where it's like old single family homes.
Do you know where the Costco is? Right off 234.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, it's right past Shooters or whatever.
Sharpshooters.
Sharpshooters, which closed. It's right past there.
Oh, good Reynolds.
Yeah, exactly. Who gives
Same
a crap?
Same thing to TT Reynolds.
National treasure. Oh, is TT finally gone?
I don't know if it's gone or just
that
don't do live music
that
anymore.
That thing's hanging on like a dump that don't wipe clean.
Dingleberry.
Yeah, god damn.
F that and like...
Well, I don't know. Have you ever... you take a crap and like you just... It's like a Play-Doh fun factory back there. Like you just keep wiping... And every wipe yields, like, the same friggin' bouquet. And you're like, what the hell is going on back there?
That means, like, you had one nug that didn't clear.
Yeah, it's like you got 6 inches of turd left that you're getting, like, centimeter by centimeter.
No, I think it's like your rectum still, like, partially full.
Yeah, it's like you're chopping up an onion, chopping up a veggie for some use in a soup. You just
trying to think of an analogy. It's like...
I'm thinking of the scene in Goodfellas where they cut the garlic with a razor.
Paulie.
Yeah, it's like 8 inches of garlic they're going through with a goddamned razor.
Damn it, that'd be a good one. It's more like, you know, ketchup or mustard going through a squeeze bottle.
Okay.
And just a little too much when you stop squeezing. Like, yeah. You know how it kind of retracts back?
Yes, yes.
And it makes, like, that mess which later dries in the cap.
Okay, I'll go
basically
with that.
Except feces.
I never, like, one in five times I'll get, like, a clean wipe.
It depends on your diet, man. Well, I was eating, like, a bunch of, like, fiber, like, a lot of fresh fruits and veggies, man. I, like, didn't even have to wipe.
Are you kidding me?
Maybe, time.
I'm the other way when I eat all that stuff. It comes out, it's like... You remember
really
RoboCop?
Should this be like an explosion?
No, man. When they RoboCop, where they show his food and it looks like a poop Coke, slurpee,
a Coke slurpee.
Yeah, it's exactly what comes out of me, man.
Chutney squishy.
Oh God.
That's a scene I don't think I've seen since I was a kid, but it's still like vividly etched in my memory.
Yeah, I always thought it came out of his ass. Like that was
isn't
the
it like
poop
his stomach?
No, it's just his food machine.
Huh?
It's like RoboCop because he's. I guess he can't really eat real food. He's essentially just a face and a skull and crap.
Right.
So it's just like he has a little Slurpee machine that's his food. And one of the bosses like dumps it in a Dixie cup and tastes it. He's like, tastes like baby food.
Oh, so it's not his ass.
No, I thought it was his ass too.
Oh.
Like that's like he had a little spigot on his butt.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Like a RoboCop down to make a poopy. No, it's good damn movie.
I saw the beginning.
Damn, it's a good movie.
I don't know if it was one or I guess it was two because he already existed. Yeah. No, it's two or it just begins like two hookers like beating the S out of this guy on the street.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Two's horrible.
And then like
three, it's not even the same actor.
Oh, really? Well, different chin.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, no.
Three is butt awful.
That shouldn't be like a hard role to change actors. That's
probably
not. The non-Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone 3.
No, I mean, the only thing easier. Oh, didn't they do a Problem Child, too? With, like, a different ginger kid?
I'm
soulless
pretty sure.
Ginger kid?
Yeah, I believe so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, again, it's like, you don't want to see it. It's like Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, I wonder where the hell Problem Child is now. Whatever the hell his name is.
Junior. I have no idea what his actor's name is.
That's his Christian name now, Junior.
Yeah, I've never even seen or heard of him on any, like, Where Are They Now?
Nah.
It's like that kid was erased off the effing map, man.
Well, there's some kids that just get, like, one or two big roles off the bat.
But that was, like, a pretty big movie. Like, if you mention Problem Child, most people our age know what the hell you're talking about.
Well, hell, man, you've seen Aliens at least once, in my 50 viewings
of it. At least pieces of it, yeah.
Yeah, you know the little blonde girl? Who's
in Problem Child 2?
No, not Trixie.
Still on that subject.
No, in Aliens. Her name's Newt.
Yeah, yeah, like the only survivor of
that
civilization.
Yeah, the little ragamuffin.
Yeah.
She did literally that movie and is now a vet, I think. Like, that's her only credit.
Oh.
Like, she gets up to the plate, hits a home, horrible actress. I mean, like, crappy little actress. But Jesus Christ, Aliens is a huge movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's like being like, I was in a little number called The Dark Knight. Maybe you've heard of it.
Yeah. No, that is weird. Like, especially back then. I don't know why.
Yeah. And now she puts her finger up dogs' asses for a living.
Whatever.
Whatever puts damn food on the table. Certainly isn't my current radio job.
I guess, like, yeah, you don't get residuals.
From
acting. It's just a one-time flat fee.
Yeah, you're just paid out. It depends on your contract, but yeah.
No, I mean, I'm pretty sure you have to, like, write or direct or produce or something to get royalties.
Well, you can, as an actor, you can get a contract that gives you, like, percentage of gross or something.
Yeah, but
like
you'd have to be, like, a huge name then, I'm sure.
Yeah, or it's...
That's, like, the same with music.
It's also, I think, if you're way low on the totem pole,
uh-huh.
And it's like, you know, hey, Mr. Nicholson, I got big faith that, you know, Boondog Saints Part 5 is going to hit it out of the park. So I'll pay you, like, 5% of the gross rather than giving you a goddamn red cent
gotcha.
Up front.
Huh.
So that happens once in a while. And, you know, when that indie flick does get huge, the
then
actor's just like, oh, you son of a bitch, sea sucker.
Right.
I'm trying to remember Donald Sutherland. Oh, it was on Animal House. He screwed himself out of that.
Oh, residuals?
Yeah, because, like, I think he was the biggest name in it at the time.
Not Belushi?
No, I think Sutherland was, like, the established actor.
Well, yeah.
Well, that's, like,
when did it come
out? You look at,
like,
Godfather, James Caan was the established name at that time. All those other guys were effing up-and-comers at that point.
Even not Brando.
Okay. Well, you got me there. Never contradict me in front of the listeners. But
James Caan. I forgot he was in Bulletproof. He's pretty ripped in that movie, too.
Oh, he's a jacked-looking dude, man.
Really? I guess you're right.
No, he's always walking around with the hairy shoulders and the Guido tee.
But if we forgot, he's the enemy in Bulletproof.
Is he? Yeah. What is Bulletproof? The one with
Damon Wayans and Sandler.
I've never seen that.
Really? That's the one that came out. I don't know. Like, it's got some moments.
I know. Some people, good old Harris Chaudhry swears by Bulletproof.
I mean, it's dumb, but it's better than most dumb movies that come out today. So.
But, yeah, let's...
Speaking of today.
Yeah, you and I were
smooth
talking.
Smooth segue into politics.
Nice. Yeah, you and I were talking politics for once, and the first thing what did you think of Obama's speaking yesterday, which I was listening on one of the quote-unquote urban stations. They're actually broadcasting it live because
darkness, everybody!
That might have been the first time I actually like really heard him speak. Like, I mean, I've heard snippets, and people are like, oh, he's such a great speaker or whatever. It's like, I'm going to vote for him, so I really don't care to, like, pay attention to any of this.
You really are my brother. I'm like, this is a foregone conclusion. Like, do you have something where I can just vote Democrat now and get the hell out of there?
Yeah, and, like, really the a-holes who are like, I don't know which can't. God, what stupid, stupid people.
The undecided voter is a moron.
No, that's the American idiot right there.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm not sure who's going to promise me a chicken in my pot.
Yeah, like their vote is so effing valuable.
Yeah, like they're recorded inflated, you know, like hook a car battery up to my nipples, I'll vote for you. Seriously, man.
No, but I don't know. I mean, you were talking about, like, I was kind of surprised that you and Mom were like going to swear that he's bound to lose.
Oh, he's bound to lose.
I don't think so. I don't know. If nothing else, just the age. I mean, can you really envision some like crusty old man like beating a young guy, especially like when most people are dissatisfied with the state of the country? And the current, and also like the current president, I think has the lowest approval rating of any president in modern history. And that's the way
the
system's set up.
People are morons, man.
That is true.
People are so stupid. It's
I mean, these
painful.
Are the people who not only elected Bush once but twice.
I mean, like,
and now bitch about it.
Yeah, seriously.
His ratings weren't that high in 2004.
That's about what I was going to say. Like, if you remember the vibe, I would say he's more liked now than in 2004. In 2004, I was like, holy S, what did we do?
Yeah, how could you possibly lose?
Now after it's like you've logged 8 years of prison being raped up your cornhole. Like at that point.
You're just kind of used to it.
Yeah, you're just like, oh, I got raped today, you know? And to the family outside, they're like, what did you say? It's like, I got raped. We needed that cornbread soundbite.
Maybe I ought to eat your cornbread.
For those who don't know, we're referencing the pretty decent, yeah, Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence movie Life. We're only
it's like Norbit. You really
9 years behind
much,
the curve. Well, it's got Eddie Murphy dropping F-bombs and not playing 10 characters. Like if he did it today, he would just be the entire prison. And half the characters would be 300 pounds.
Yeah, I don't know. First Nutty Professor is pretty good, though.
It is.
I've never seen the second, but I'm sure it's a piece of crap.
It was, if I recall.
Probably like the equivalent of Next Friday.
And then we got Friday After Next. Jeez. I don't think I've seen either of the sequels.
I've seen a bit, and it's just awful.
Yeah.
It's just like something on the WB.
What do you mean by that?
Just like retarded.
Darkness, everybody!
Well, the original Friday is like an effing masterpiece, more or less.
Oh, it's great comedy. It's flawlessly executed.
But, anyways, back to Politico.
Yeah, hey, mister, keep it on track. I like that.
Yeah. God, what the hell is... I don't know. Like, I mean, I obviously would want Obama to win.
Jesus.
I don't know. I think it was. Like, he was ahead in the polls. If you remember last time, Bush was always, like, ahead in the polls.
Was he really?
And, like, even though I wanted Kerry to win, like, I always had, like, the nagging feeling. Because, yeah, I was like... Yeah, sometimes they'd say, oh, they're close. But it was, like, Bush usually had, like... the margin on his side.
Really?
And this time it's like
son
Obama has the margin on his side.
Well, that's good to know. I actually thought Bush was below Kerry for most of it.
Maybe briefly, but for the most part, Bush was always ahead.
Okay.
So.
But, I mean, he was a decent speaker. He's a politician, man. They all promise you the goddamn moon.
Yeah, that, like, to me, it was just, like, ridiculous. Like, when I'm elected president, blah, 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 I'll do this, I'll do that. You're not going to do S.
Yeah.
Like, none of this stuff's going to happen.
Nah.
You'd be lucky if you get one of these initiatives to pass.
No one...
I mean, it's like, okay, maybe he can just because, like, if he wins, then he'll have the Democratic control Congress.
Yeah.
And that could also change in
pretty
November.
Quick. Oh, yeah, you're right.
But Yeah, it's like
I doubt
if
it
you
would,
have.
Though. I mean, so far so good. They haven't sunk any ships.
No, apparently, like even their approval rating's low. And that's like the way it is with this idiot country. It's like when things get bad, it's just heads have to roll. Like
oh,
the
yeah.
parties have to change.
Yeah.
So that's another thing like Obama has on his side. It's just like the fact, you know, because gas prices weren't this high in 2004. That didn't happen until 2005.
Yeah, but I think what's happening there is pretty much because, you know, big oil and especially the Republicans are just like friggin'
oh, the drilling, but...
Well, no, it's like, have you noticed the plummeting is coinciding merrily with the election?
Oh.
I guarantee that S will spike right back
oh, yeah.
up like afterward.
No, that's they're in complete control of that. Like,
yeah. God. That's just oil companies setting the prices, man. It's
yeah, I think people even predicted that in like 2006. I don't know. Like, I don't think it declined this much though. It might be just like finally, like you know, idiots are like trading in their pickups or SUVs or whatever, and like not driving all the effing time.
Because
mm-hmm. it's like, you know, I have to drive a lot for work, and like I don't know when you realize just how many miles you put on when you hear people like driving several states, and it's like not that uncommon for them to do so.
And what, like, for a commute, you mean?
No, just, like, for trips and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
it's
yeah.
So fun. That's a lot of effing gas, man.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, and, like...
But back in the day, it didn't matter. I mean, hell, do you remember, Jesus Christ, it was, like, 2000, 2001, 99, where it was a dollar gallon, under a dollar during the summer?
At that point, Mom paid for everything.
I know,
so I pay attention.
Exactly. I didn't care, but still, I knew I could get away with murder. I was driving left and right.
Yeah, like, no, I didn't pay attention, like... But
I'd kill for dollar gas. I'd be driving, banging every piece of MySpace tail I've talked to the past 4 years in like a friggin' 4 hour radius, man.
To me, I guess it really wouldn't make that much of a difference. Cause like with the Civic, I'm paying like about as much to fill it. No, I'm paying less than I did to fill it with the Taurus. I'm getting better mileage. So
yeah,
and the
Civic's
tank's a lot
monstrous.
Smaller.
The Focus I got, I've learned to pretty much milk the hell out of that. I can get up to about 29.
That's pretty good.
I get 29 every time I fill up. So, no complaints there. It isn't 40 or 50, but, you know.
Yeah, I guess mine's like 30, give or take.
Yeah, exactly. No, I heard the Civic actually is about 2 miles more than the Focus.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty good. Like, I got no complaints. Like, what the hell else? I don't know.
We can talk about friggin' McCain's
yeah.
hatchet wound.
Sniz.
VP. His snook.
I'm just, yeah, I don't know about Obama. Whatever, I guess you just wait and see, you know, what the hell else
I mean,
go.
Dude, it's...
That's why, I hate, like, all the J-holes on, like, Fox News, like, pondering on and on, like, 24/7, day after day. Dissecting
you know
the
what?
Stuff to no end.
I don't trust the average American to fix me an effing pizza and bring it to me. I definitely don't trust them to put the right candidate in.
That's true, and that's why, like, with bringing up McCain, like, I think he really effed himself. Like, yeah, he got the surprise factor, and it's like, oh,
with,
now he's going to get all of
with
Clinton's.
The snatcher that he elect. He'll get none of Clinton's people.
No, and he's just going to estrange, like, Republicans and be like, I don't want anything that bleeds for 4 days a month and doesn't die in the White House.
Yeah, for about 2 minutes, I thought it was a really smart
Me too,
move.
And I was just like, oh, that son of a bitch. And no, once the dust settles, people are going to be like,
what did you do?
Yeah,
exactly.
Like, you really effed yourself in the A.
I mean, he should have brought in goddamn Webster Papadopoulos or something.
No, he should have brought in Wesley Snipes.
Oh, God, you're right.
Like, out black Obama.
Oh, my God. That'd be
brilliant. Like, charcoal Africa.
Dig up Bernie back.
Straight from Ethiopia.
Oh my God, that would
that
be
would
brilliant.
Be great. Even Bernie, because then like he makes McCain look like youthful by comparison.
Yeah, you're right. Just
prop him up like effing weekend
oh
at Bernie.
Give goddamn Wesley Snipes a full pardon.
Yeah, exactly.
Get him on stage. Dress him like Blade.
But
I don't,
no,
I don't
like,
get the logic. Is it like so out of touch and callous that it's like? Yes, the liberal snizzes that were going to vote for Hillary Clinton are going to vote for a former pro-life beauty queen.
No, that's pretty much it. Like, I was doing something where, like,
sad,
one of
dude.
His aides was like, yeah, if we get Clinton's supporters, we'll win. If we don't, we won't.
Oh, yeah. Really? That's what they gamble at? They're not going to get any of them.
No. It's like people, party ties are more important than gender ties.
Yeah.
Or race ties. Well, I don't know about that. I mean, I think black... I don't know. Yeah, I mean, if there's like a black Republican running,
how many black?
God damn, that's a good
that's
question.
That's a tough one. If only we had Leo here to answer.
That's hard. I can't really answer that.
I don't think. I think they would just call him Uncle Tom, and that'd be the end of it.
That's what I'd think, because, like...
And rightfully so.
There's been a lot of times, like, there's been black Republicans that like, run for Senate or whatever, and they don't necessarily win.
Yeah.
You know, it depends what state, but...
Because they are Uncle Toms.
Yeah.
Screw them. Any black Republican, man.
Any minority Republican. Any woman Republican. Jesus mm-hmm. Christ.
That should be a party for rich men, rich white men that want to keep their cash. Yeah,
old white men, too.
Old, rich, white men.
Yeah, that's the effing devil. Like, the people who literally are in charge of, like, the effing world.
Yeah.
They own everything.
That should be it.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it should be, but then you get all these idiots who agree with their quote-unquote Christian values.
Well, no, and the average Republican, like, who's actually in power could effing care less about that stuff.
No, yeah, this, no, it's like crap to feed, like,
they give a speech,
Joe Midwest.
Yeah, they give a speech about family values and then, you know, go get sucked off by an 8-year-old boy or
something. Exactly. Yeah.
Whatever you do when you're that in power and just bored with life in general.
Right, like, F some greased up man whore or something.
Some gyrating Latino.
Right, oh, whatever the hell they do. Gay sex, like,
yeah, I guess at some point you're just so tired of banging women. You know, you run out and you're like, maybe
I got to show you this thing on was it Bad Boys at Comedy?
I am not gay.
Does a bit on that. He's talking about, like, he lives in LA and he's tired of hearing, like, you know, all these, like, macho action star actors are gay.
Yeah,
and he's saying, like, yeah, a lot of these people, their excuses, right? They've, like, gotten so much ass, so, like, sick of women and they need to try something different. And he's like, you know, I speak for every heterosexual brother here when I say, exactly how many P's is that? He's like,
so you can steer clear of that.
Yeah, he's like, I'd like to stop like 10 P's short of that. He's like, that must be one hell of a final notice to get in the mail. Like, dear Mr. Hannah, you are 5 P's short of S-ing a C.
God.
It's pretty good.
It is.
But
pretty insightful for colored comedy.
That thing's good, man. I was watching some of that on YouTube.
Wait, what show is it?
Bad Boys of Comedy.
Bad Boys of Comedy. So, what, Puffy show?
Yeah, the one he puts together. He's got some, like, I'll show you some of the clips, man. Like, it is pretty damn good.
Hmm.
But
I am intrigued. That was a pretty good line right there.
No, there's, like, one episode they have, I think, in
its entirety.
I'll say
that. You know what? I could get bored easily of, like, well, probably because sex with, like, average women, who gives a crap anymore? So that's played out.
Yeah.
To quote Biggie, played out like that, what you talking about, Willis? You know, that's, who gives a crap at that point?
No, I'm with you on that.
I'm trying to think of, like, what numerical cutoff it starts to get intriguing. Like, seven and above. Seven and a half.
What, on a scale?
Yeah. Then I'll probably never turn it down.
It depends, I mean.
Chick is a six or a five, though. Because
everyone's scale is relative.
Yeah, that's true. Mm. Who gives a crap? If I got work in the morning and that's all over me, I'm like, what do I care?
Yeah.
Get the actual mechanics of sex are retarded when you think about it.
Yeah, really.
Just the actual climbing on top of another body, banging it out.
Yeah, I'm getting tired of it too.
Yeah.
Sadly.
No, the shine wears off.
Like anything else.
Yeah.
Drugs or anything else.
Oh, God. God, when the drug shine wore off. That was a sad day for me.
Sad day in preschool.
Yeah. I went back to that trough a few times just to be sure. It's like, nope. No dice.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I will give this. Like, there's a picture on the net of that the hatchet sea 20 years ago or so.
McCain's like her running beauty queen photo or whatever?
There's one, dude. She looks like a porn star playing a librarian or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's see that.
Hold on. Let me see if I can get that up right now.
I've seen, like, her...
Like, an actual beauty queen photo?
You'll have to get the photo up, too. Get it?
I did after 2 seconds. <so. laughs> All right. Sarah Palin, Google Images. And it's funny. I was showing a few pics to Mom, too. And she...
No, I'd F her no.
She...
Like, I'll give her that, man. She... It's pretty. I think McCain's wife's pretty hot too. Call me
I haven't
sick.
Seen her.
Really?
No, dude. Check this.
At first, I thought she was like young, but
check
like,
this ass out. Like, if you wouldn't bang that.
Jesus.
I know.
It's got a square jaw, but yeah.
Oh, you know.
No, she's hot.
My love
man.
Of the man jaw on a woman.
No, I don't mind it either.
Even now, she's got like a Dr. Melfi vibe going.
Yeah, exactly. No,
really gives me the
F or yeah.
Because Dr. Melfi isn't looking too chipper anymore. The past...
She's pretty fat, right?
Yeah, she's hit the pasta fizzle a little hard. Good old Lorraine Bracco. I mean, especially compared to where she was in Goodfellas, man. Jesus.
Yeah, she didn't look the same. Her body, I mean, she's like more milfish in The Sopranos.
Yeah, well, she got a little fuller, but it was in good places for a while. And then it was just
no, she's
like,
pretty good on The Sopranos.
And then she crossed a line that do not let on top line.
The wall of rigatoni.
Yeah, man. You only let a woman get so heavy before
you.
Kind
of like Pam Grier.
I was literally thinking the same thing. Like, you see her on The L Word now, and it's like, I'd be afraid to let
I've
you S my C.
Show. What was that on HBO?
Might draw back a bloody stump. No, God, what was it? Cinemax that had that and Queers. There's one that was like, one of their angles for marketing was that they had both gay shows on, Queer as Folk and that.
I thought Queer as Folk was on like Logo or something.
Well, repeats of it. That you catch on.
I don't keep up with these the way you do, apparently.
That's one of the great hidden treasures on one of my MySpace photos. If you look on the TV in the background on one of the big Logo channel.
The Logo logo.
The Logo logo. The guy who friggin' runs Logo is a former Don and Mike intern or employee or something. The guy's retarded rich now.
Oh, that's right. I remember them saying that.
And also possibly gay. I wouldn't know. But
you're right. I forgot about that. They said like, yeah, he used to work with them or something.
Yeah, they had him on the air one time. And,
yeah,
like,
they called
him. At the
time,
he hadn't come out. Like, when he worked with them, he was just like, I don't really like women. I don't like sex in general, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, they friggin' call him on air. Oh, my God. This guy was, hello, Frisco, you know.
Queer than a $3 bill.
Yeah. This dude is pretty sure where his wiener liked to go at this point. And it was a brown, smelly place. By that, I mean a butthole of a man. For sex. Gay no. sex. With a man.
Funny.
You are gay.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I needed that reinforcement.
I was going to say, like, all the sniz on this presidential tour seems to be pretty good.
Yeah, what like, else we got? Well,
Obama's wife, like.
I'd tap.
Yeah, like, at first I thought she's ugly as hell, like, pictures I saw, but she's not bad. She got, like, a lazy eye or something.
Really?
Like,
bit of the straightened hair going on.
Perm.
Oh, God, I don't like the chicks with the straightened hair too bad.
Well, black chicks?
Yeah.
That's, like, all they can do, though. It's either that or, like, OJ from Roots. Like, this is really no middle ground.
Well, okay, you know what? Do it well then, I guess, because I remember there was this one chubby black chick in my senior year. Like, if they do it bad, it smells like burnt peanut butter or like burnt something or other. And you
burnt
just,
hair.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a guess.
All right, yeah. Let's reach with that metaphor, that analogy. Does it smell like hair burned by a chemical product of some sort?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of probably
I can sit next
just,
to
like,
this chick. She probably thought I was like a Klansman because like I'd be near her and just like holding my breath the whole time, like leaning away. Yeah. Exactly. Finally, I had to just drop the N-word and get shoved half a classroom away.
God, I think I have like, not a color. I don't know. What? I can only think of like one black kid in like my class at Chantilly and then like Casey Spriggs.
Good old Casey. Whose sister banged Richard Killiam. Let's put that on the air for time and posterity's sake.
Whatever happened to that chick?
Don't know. She was working a 9-to-5 and living at home, which probably is the worst. That is a lifestyle that screams Nova to me.
I was going
to
say suburbs, exactly.
Yeah, like I am going to live at home until
like I'm working an SE job or make 30 grand. I still can't afford to move out.
No, these people are making 50, the people I'm thinking of, 40, 50, 60. And it's like they'll sit there until they can afford a down payment on their own house and then they go out and do it. I'm like, you have never seen an inch of the effing world.
No, and it's like, Jesus. Some of them, I mean, like, God, if your parents live in like a McMansion. I really wouldn't give a crap to move out.
As long as, like, you can bang in peace.
Yeah, that's true. That's the only reason why I moved out.
Yeah, for me, it was like I was sick of encountering mom not having any fridge space. And
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of... Yeah, but if you live in, like, a huge house...
Yeah, and you'd never bump into each other.
No, I mean, she'd still be annoyed. She'd find a way to get you.
Yeah, but, like, seriously, we're like a social experiment. You know, like, how many gerbils can you put in a cage before they kill and eat each other?
No.
The answer was 3.
That's why, like, I don't get, like, why she thinks she's, like, better than people. I don't know.
What do you mean?
I don't know, like, with Tina, like, and living in a trailer, it's like, the trailer is pretty much the size of this house.
Yeah, but a house versus a trailer, man.
But it's not, like, a trailer. It's, like...
Is it a double-wide? Is it ritzy?
No, it's more like one of those, like, prefab homes. Like, it's not on wheels or anything.
It's a trailer.
Well, yeah, but...
yeah. Dude, you know, that's just the upgraded trailer.
I guess, but I mean, it's like...
It's double wide.
I don't know. It's just, I mean, I don't know. Mom living in that house, I don't know if she can look down her nose at anybody. Like, even the homeless.
It's got a yard and stuff. But yeah, she's junked the hell out of that thing. I mean, it's just a tomb. It's a living tomb.
Yeah.
It's just like, we could die and be mummified there, and then a British explorer would come in and, you know.
No one would find her for, like, weeks. Oh, she had, like, the true. Webs over or whatever.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it looked like a Tales from the Crypt episode. No, man, I had, God, growing up in that house. You couldn't even, well, no, nah, you could J-O in peace.
Yeah.
Lord knows I found a way.
No, I mean, like, bringing girls past her. Ugh.
Oh, no, I think I've only, oh, God, with people in the, I've only effed a few times with people in the house. Mm-hmm. And, like, I waited till everyone was passed out. And even then, you couldn't get into it at all. Mm-hmm. You know, just like the Chris Rock bit, where it's like, shut up, bitch!
No, I would, because, I mean, at the time, you're stuck there. What are you going to do? Can't let it.
I keep everyone quiet.
Ruin your game, but look up Cindy McCain. Like
Cindy McCain, rich beer bitch. Let's see what we got.
Another thing going for.
Cindy McCain, right there. Okay, because looking at pictures works on the radio. Okay. All
it's
right.
Old, like good one way shows her body.
She reminds me of that old porn star from Dad's Swedish erotica.
Ann Peg.
God bless you. Yeah.
I was just reading about that today on Wikipedia because I was watching the end of Wonderland with Mom.
Yeah.
And I was like wondering like exactly what the hell happened to John Holmes. Like I thought he died of AIDS.
Yeah, he died of the hippie. Did they say who gave it to him? Was it John Keyes?
John the Black John Holmes.
Jesus Christ. Referencing 70s porn.
God damn it. No, I guess like he was such a cokehead, like he was just like a he-whore for a while.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's so. Like blowing guys left and right,
yeah,
taking
so.
It up the corner.
Guessing he got it that way.
Yeah. Let's pray that only gay sakes gives you the AIDS. Because yeah, I passed my mule test, but I still need to get my heavy results.
Can you get them all at once? Because I don't want to, like, wake up.
What do you mean, wake up?
Like, apparently you have to call for, like, the one results, like, between, I don't know, before 11:30 a.m.
Go on the mic, man. Stop looking at, like, pictures of this dumb C.
She looks like Amy Poehler, like, growed it up. Don't you think?
That's a mean thing to say about a person. No. She looked better looking than Amy Poehler. Amy Poehler's got a weird squished face.
You don't think she's, like, decent?
No, not really.
Even for, like, a funny chick?
I guess for a funny chick.
Oh, man.
You know, like, if you're a
no,
because
she's not, like,
woman.
Rachel Dratch or Sherry O'Terry.
Oh, Rachel Dratch. Jesus Christ. I can think of men I'd have over Rachel Dratch. Jesus.
Why don't you get a pregnant?
You know, like, the way I want a woman to make me laugh is, like, she climbs on top, you know, climbs off of me and, like, some of my,
no,
my
I mean,
cooter falls out of her cooter. And I go, ha-ha,
yeah,
look at that. That
I
funny.
Would say there's no such thing as a funny woman.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the only one that's decently funny that I could think of is Wanda Sykes.
Yeah.
She's all right. But
you wouldn't want to F Wanda.
No.
It's like it calls to mind that bit from Raw with Eddie Murphy covering his face with one hand, like stabbing in the.
That's funny, bitch. Tell another one.
Tell another one, bitch. Yeah.
But no, I mean, I'm just being surprised. Like, you really don't think Amy Poehler's like effable?
I mean, effable. What context? Like, I've been on an island for a couple months, and I just
no.
Need
like,
to
say
hit
say she wasn't even famous. Like, say you just saw that woman come up to your bar. She's like, stick it in.
Well, when a woman knows how to flirt like that, I...
Who couldn't woo with that kind of charm?
Exactly. Turning it on like that. I don't know. She got a weird, smushy face. I've never really seen her bod. Her bod could be really lousy.
Probably decent. I don't know.
I mean, if we're going to assume it's decent and it's with that lid, I guess. She makes some freaky effing faces. I know it when she's about to get there.
Well,
shrivel, oh. You're weaned something fierce. Looked like the goddamn arm on the To Kill a Mockingbird guy.
Wait, what?
Cotton gin wound reference. What is it? Tom, the
Boo
guy,
Radley?
Not Boo. The guy in To Kill a Mockingbird.
Atticus?
No, Atticus was Gregory Peck. Because we never read the book here.
It's like George, like referring to the guy from Breakfast Tiffany.
Boo was Robert Duvall, you idiot.
He was?
Yeah, that was like his first film role.
George Papard.
Who was he? Was actually gay. And they, yeah, because back in the day, you could have like gay characters in your movies, so you just kind of made them asexual.
Wait, who? No, I'm lost.
I don't even remember. Well,
are you talking about Breakfast at Tiffany's?
Yeah, but I mean, there's multiple movies like that about smoke and pole, and then they completely omit that element, like Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. You got
Brian Setzer song.
Paul Newman. And the
so
whole,
you're saying there's like a gay character in a book, and
yeah,
the movies
play, like,
couldn't have it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like in the movie, it's he's haunted by the death of his best friend because he feels responsible or something. But in the play, it's because he was freaking smoking his best friend's pole.
Oh Jesus!
That whole you remember the Simpsons where it's like make love to me like you used to, Waylon.
Oh,
that's Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's Paul Newman smashing the
gay.
Booze bottle.
No,
with his
man, this country's so like eerily. I don't want you to say conservative.
I said
like
I am not
Puritan.
Gay.
Yeah, puritanical.
Like, just, yeah, some comedian, like, you know, like VH1 does that I Love the 80s or whatever they have?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're nowhere near close finishing time. So I know, I saw like 30 minutes. Like, oh, no.
You don't have to rat me out to the audience when I was looking at the clock. You son of a bitch.
Trying to stretch a pea-sized portion of Play-Doh. 10 feet long.
All right, Judas, but, go on.
God damn it, what the hell is I going to say?
You're talking about VH1, I love the
80s, yeah.
Puritanical.
You know, they're saying, like,
can't believe I remembered all that.
Yeah, my memorable words. You know, stuff like Ridgemont High, and they're also mentioning Risky Business. I never really seen that.
Overrated, but okay.
But does it have, like, some dirty parts?
Yeah, it bangs out to Mornay in some kind of almost...
This is Tom Cruise?
Weird, yeah, kind of weird, dreamy sex sequence.
And you see her...
Her muffola. Yeah, well, I think you see the canola oil. The muffola, nah, I don't think so.
Your analogy's actually confused me.
Yeah.
By canola oil, do you mean prestices?
Yes.
I
you
thought
said
you
canola.
Meant,
I said oh, canola.
I thought you were talking about secretions. I was like,
no.
Wow, that is pretty graphic for a mainstream
yeah.
movie.
Yeah, she squirts. She squirts, and he's wearing the shades from Rain Man, and she goes off all over those. It's disgusting.
Well, yeah, they're saying, like, and even, I forgot where else it's, like, there hasn't, since Juno, like, there hasn't really been a mainstream movie where, like, abortion's even mentioned, and she didn't even get it since, like, Ridgemont.
Since Ridgemont?
I mean, think about it, like.
God, you're right.
Like, they
never. It's not a sexy topic.
Yeah, but still.
It's
I
not
mean,
like a plot line could be centered around...
abortion needs to be mainstream acceptable.
Yeah, no.
It's the equivalent of a get-out-of-jail-free card in Monopoly.
It really is, like especially if you could buy them out of the pile for $300. What do they run again?
$480.
Jesus, $480.
Best $480 you'll ever spend.
Oh, yeah, God. I mean, Christ almighty, man.
It's either that or 16 lap dances. Which do you want?
No,
I think I hit the figure on the head, too.
I mean, if someone came up to me and was like, if you spend half a K now,
yeah,
it'll save you
$100,000. That's like 5 months worth of diapers, to put it in perspective.
Yeah. It's no, you won't spend any better cash to kill a little unborn baby. I love the people that act like it isn't murder. It is murder, and I want it to be legal. Well, I want
it's
it to
It's not,
legal.
Though. That's what I'm saying. It shouldn't even be... If two parents consent to kill their effing kid, like Marvin Gaye Sr. shouldn't even be in prison.
But he wasn't. They acquitted him.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Marvin Gaye didn't do a damn day.
Senior. How the hell did he get out of that one?
I think, like, Junior was kind of, like, either drugged up or going through withdrawal.
Right.
But
oh, so they said it was in self-defense?
That's how it ended up, yeah. I think the old man kind of never liked the son.
Yeah, I heard it was just like they got in a fight.
Yeah, and pretty much murdered him. But nah, man. Senior never did a goddamn day.
Huh.
That's like Sam Cooke getting shot by a hooker, set up by a hooker.
The F is Sam Cooke.
Man. Sam Cooke.
The name sounds familiar.
Let's say Change Is Gonna Come. What else we got? Cupid. We got
these are books you're talking about. I don't know.
These are songs. He's a singer.
Okay.
He's a Negro singer.
No.
Okay, Don't Know Much Biology, that one from, my excellent singing.
What
from
the hell
Animal
song
House.
Is it? Okay, yeah, I know that.
That is What a Wonderful World This Would Be.
But not the Satchmo version?
No. But, yeah, he pretty much got set up by a whore in a motel, and then, I think the whore robs him, Right. And he, of course, comes tearing out with, like, his pants half off to ready to beat the S out of this whore
right.
that robbed him. And the hotel owner is either, like, in on the scam or just sees him about to beat on a woman.
Right.
And, like, shoots him or some crap. And he's
I
just
guess
like,
in the hotel owner is white or something?
I don't know. But he's like, lady, you shot me. And then drops down dead.
Jesus.
Yeah. Weird. And, like, there's no investigation into it.
Yeah.
I guess because, first of all, he's black. Yeah. And also, I think he was married and he's banging someone else. And
so?
Exactly. What's wrong with exactly. That? So it's okay to murder him.
Yeah, I know.
Because he was doing what a man's meant to do, which is put his wick wherever the hell he wants.
Exactly.
Darkness, everybody!
Yeah. Oh, I really had this breakthrough the past range. Few weeks. Like, and it's not even that I have some insatiable urge to just bang everything out there.
It's just you don't want to be confined exactly. to one vagina for the rest of your life.
Exactly. You know what? Like, maybe I really like pizza.
Yeah, exactly. That's like saying, yeah, I'm going to eat this dinner every day yeah. for the rest of my life.
Maybe once in a blue moon, I want to eat a chicken burger.
Right. I mean, that's it.
Yeah. It's simple as that. I don't want the law saying you can't have that chicken burger. And if you have that chicken burger,
you're going to get shot.
Yeah, you're going to be paying the pizza parlor
half of what you make.
Exactly.
It's a sad state of affairs.
Oh, man. Screw this. Screw this country. Speaking of sad state of affairs, shall we get on about that Metallica single we've been hearing?
Sure. Why not?
I don't know. Because we grew up metalheads. We weren't listening to any music that could get us laid when we were kids.
Nope. Well, and no, you can get laid within the metal circle, but
no, not in our day. Like, is that not the case that you really like? There were no metal girls up until, or very few
there
up until
some,
like,
I mean,
Korn.
Very few.
And like in terms of bangable, it was like one
Rare.
Out of 50 of them.
Yeah.
And it was always a taken chick.
Yeah, you know, that's why.
I mean,
remember,
without
yeah.
fail, because there's a line of metal guys right up. You know, yeah, I mean, so many dudes would just go to a concert hoping like some tees would come out or something.
Yeah, I did.
You've never seen a hornier bunch of like guys that don't.
No, that's why any girl got crowd surfed is pretty much finger banged.
Oh, just raped. I mean, like straight up.
Hymen all over the audience.
Hymen particles.
Yeah. Trail of blood from where she went back and came out.
Yeah, man. I'm trying. Is there a musical demo that gets less ass than the metal crowd? Honestly.
Well, now there's like a ton of like metal. You throw up your horns, like.
But that started with like Korn and Limp Bizkit.
Well, now it's like even with this like new butt metal, like all these like hot ass chicks.
Okay,
like,
but
I'm a metal chick.
10 years ago.
Oh, F no.
When we were in that genre, there was nothing even close to sexless. And like, I'm not going to get any as being a
no,
metal
No, I mean,
fan.
To a certain extent, it is like, because like the music for like angry, frustrated white
guys
kids
who
like,
don't get laid.
Eventually shoot up their high schools.
Yeah, because I mean, okay, you
darkness,
got
everybody.
Hip-hop, which is like friggin' music for, you know,
yeah.
8-year-old black kids to make new babies
Boats
to.
And
exactly. Let's have another slice of racism pie as I describe another genre.
Yeah, there's nothing, no better way to end up as a father before you get your high school diploma. I'm sorry, your GED.
Excellent pull.
If you're lucky. If
yeah.
if you're a smart one.
And if you're into pop and, you know.
It's just normal, like, preppy, whatever.
You're gonna get yeah. laid before high school, I'd say. But Jesus Christ, you're into metal? Like, way to have music that you turn on for a girl. Like, that should be, music should be a bonding tool. You know, like, hey, have you heard the latest CD by band XYZ?
Yeah.
You can't do that with a chick with metal. Like, she's kind of digging on the guy in the black t-shirt. With a little bit of the scary look, and then it's like, hey.
I think more than anything else, it's like the asinine long hair.
Yeah.
It is really not a good look for
it's
almost any dude.
It's disgusting. And then it's like, here's the new Slayer. You know, here's yeah. a, you know, Christ the Liar, the new single by.
Like, very few guys can pull off the long hair, like, if any.
Fabio. Yeah.
And, like, you know, any guy who's, like, in the metal at that age always, like, usually grows their hair out.
Well, not, and the best part is it, like, irritates the face so they get the zit belt under where the hair is.
Under their greasy ass.
Their greasy ass cheese stinking hair. their hair that's friggin' Pantene Virgin. Shampooed with that.
Pantene Pro-V.
Yeah, exactly. Scent of a virgin.
But. Yeah, Metallica, so we can't hear it as we mock
no,
it.
No, we can't hear it as we mock it. God forbid we actually get a... I'm going to play like 5 seconds on air. All right. Will, what you're seeing right now in the YouTube video is nothing moving.
It's because a picture of a Metallica logo.
It's just a Metallica logo. They went back to the old logo, and it's like an old man squinting his eyes, and it's been about 15 seconds. I'm gonna act like we. No way. I think that's the old bitch from the Unforgiven 1 video.
The same guy who was the janitor and smells like Teen Spirit.
God.
Also our dad, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There is definitely a resemblance. Yeah. Look over my shoulder. How much time we got? 41.
We're at 45.
45.
Also say a resemblance to the Purdue guy. Not the one you see now, but the old one who I guess kicked it.
Yeah. Are they both actors? Those have to be the actual Purdue guys. I heard some cruel rumor that Redenbacher might have been an actor. I don't buy into that.
A Redenbacher ad.
In forever?
Yeah, I guess it would have been real, because I remember, like, Mike was talking something like they used computer graphics to, like, reanimate his corpse or some fairly recent ad.
I love that. Computer necromancy.
Yeah, basically right. I guess they made, like, a composite of what the hell he looks like and animated that.
God. We were never, I don't think we were ever cogent or old enough to watch KFC ads that actually had the Colonel while he was still alive.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I saw some old ones.
Yeah, that might have been like 70s or something,
right? He kicked the bucket. No, I'm pretty sure he was dead before we were born.
Yeah. No, it's always just been the picture.
Yeah.
But.
I know, getting sleepy. Got the yoga tomorrow that I kind of have to rest up a little for.
So is there any sniz in your class?
Yeah, and, like, the hottest one approached me, man.
Really?
Yeah.
What's she saying?
I'm not going to act like that's a common thing. Like, I'm Mr. DJ Skank Magnet. I wanted to say Stink Magnet to sound like a winner, but there was a huge Freudian slip there that let a little thing called the truth out.
Nice.
But, yeah, I was lifting with Shane, actually, and this chick who's...
The woman repulsor. The reverse polarity woman magnet show.
Moving on with our show.
Although, does he listen?
I don't think so. Okay. No.
Like everyone else.
Yeah, exactly.
Although he did get that one random drunk bitch making out with him.
Oh yeah, she was presentable.
No, yeah, I thought she was kind of fat, but
whatever. You know, but
like her friend or whatever said, yeah, she probably like would have moved down the line to like me and Sherry next. Like Eddie said, no.
Oh, dude, she was in friggin', you know.
Yeah.
Filling a penis missile mode. She didn't care.
But anyway.
Yeah, and I was, the first time I was in that class, it was two chicks.
I think it was like, the yoga thing?
Yeah, yeah. Or no, it was three. One was like an old woman, so who cares?
Right.
Yeah, I'm not reaching there yet.
Hot old woman or no? Old, old woman.
Old, unloved, no one looks at, forgotten by lusty men and
when she does
humanity
certain
in
yoga
general.
Stretches. Bats fly out of cooch.
Exactly. You're like, do I smell Gruyere's cheese?
Oh, jeez.
But, you know, there's two hot coozers. One was married, but I started the conversation with that one. I'm like, she won't be intimidated. And she
who
was
the
real
F
nice.
Cares.
Exactly. And then the other one just had this sick body.
Right.
I mean, like, I'm watching her, like, fold one leg over her head and balance on, like, friggin', like, one labia or something like that. And I'm like, God, look at that ass. That is sick. Anyhow, this chick randomly walks over to me. Like, I didn't even realize the same girl.
Right.
I'm doing my Olympic man lifts.
Right.
You know, just to make my man tits bigger and not shed a pound of fat.
Right.
And she comes over. She's like, oh, are you going to be at yoga next time? I'm like, who the F are you? And then, nice. You know, I had to recognize her by dropping a penny in front of her and watching her pick it up. I'm like, ah, yes, I remember you. Cheeks 28. Nice. But, you know, she's shooting the breeze with me. I was like, hell, I could get used to that. And then as soon as she walks away, like, Shane gives me this penetrating, like, how did you do that stare. I'm like, please don't do that, you know, like, I just ignore it. I don't want her to think like, oh my god, woman talked to one of us. What the hell just happened? I see the aurora borealis sweeping over us, you know.
But when was that, like last week or whatever?
Yeah, like 2 days ago.
Oh, how often is the class?
There's three yogas overall, I think.
So, I mean, you're going, like, the one with the same teacher or something? Or?
Nah, the first one was, like, some tightly coiled MILF type.
Right.
That's talking about popping out God knows how many you know, kids, and yet she's still lean and mean.
Right.
And then the second was like an old chubby Jewish dude who seemed pretty laid back, like he wanted to just smoke an effing doob if he could during the class.
Right.
And the third one, I will be going tomorrow. I don't know what the host or hostess looks like, the teacher.
They don't give you the first name on the schedule.
Yeah, I think it was a check.
Your effing friend.
Exactly. Hey, Hank, what's up, man? Be a little late today, Hank. What's up with that, man? You okay?
But, yeah, which we were also talking about earlier, like the asses on some of those Olympic gymnasts.
They're sick. Dude, I'm glad you're coming around on this. A fit woman's body is just not to be taken for granted.
I mean, there's certain, like, I still really don't like buff arms, like six packs. Like, there's some runners with, like, six packs. That's just nasty.
I guess, but it's like.
Dude, like, a ripped six pack on a chick?
Freaking taking a Dunkin' Donuts for a couple dates. I mean, it's pretty easy to lose those, dude. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I know, but.
Trust me, it's a lot easier to come from the other direction.
Yeah, that's true, but still, I don't know.
A lot harder, rather.
I wouldn't want to see that naked.
I've never hit a chick with a six.
Me neither. I've seen chicks with, like, ribs showing. That's not a turn on either.
I don't know if I've ever. I've been like, nah, even the real tiny ones I've been with haven't been.
They're
like
out of shape.
Yeah, exactly.
They have, like,
they're
small
still
roll.
Fueled by booze and burger.
It's like Maureen. It's, like, tiny as hell, but.
But
yeah.
Still, like, a little out of shape. Yeah. Yeah.
It's just all proportionate.
Yeah, they needed, like, to lose 3 pounds to be in shape, and yet they couldn't do it.
Right.
Friggin' little fat pouches. Screw them.
Yeah, it's cause, like, yeah, you said, like, all these McDonald's.
Yeah, man. No. F it.
But, Jesus, what was that? Nazi whatever. Like, the
gymnast we're talking about?
Jail load on her rear shelf. Jesus. But, yeah, the one with, like, the receding hairline.
Yeah, no. I mean, there's some sick
in.
Body. See, I actually like that sprinter that I think
give her
you
some
were,
minoxidil.
You were, the sprinter you were talking about, I think, the one who screwed up her last hurdle or
I don't
next
know,
to.
Some bitch with like a friggin' 12-pack or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, see, I thought she was hot, man. Jesus, and there's some man. Little guinea broad gymnast who's probably like 5'1", 5'2". I don't like that height, but her body was just sick. And you're like a Wilt Chamberlain, man, who loved the little Asian broads.
Really?
As he said, you could spin them like a top.
Yeah, no, God. That's the one thing I missed. Jesus Christ, that's like the best feature in bed. Just be able to, like, pick a woman up and use it, like you said, like a fleshlight.
See,
like, or a pocket pee.
I'm lucky, man. Like, that's a perk of lifting. I can throw around some pretty sizable chicks still.
Like, I can with some, but, like, then I get tired before I can finish. I'm like, all right, we gotta stop.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, man, if I were with someone who's, like, 90 pounds, God, that's less than a warm-up lift for me, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good use. You can do it standing up, whatever.
That's true. I mean, that's one pose, like, you just can't. If chicks, hell, against the wall, you're pinning
not
them.
Even against the wall, standing up in midair.
Oof. Yeah. I think what would happen, I could do that, but I get sweaty. And then I got a little bit of the chest hair.
Right.
And I don't have the most toned chest, so that would get a little, that would be, like, tit-on-tit action at some point.
Did mom show you that picture of that dude who, like, did steroids?
That's a horrible segue. Okay.
Oh, no. I guess you didn't see it then?
No. What, a guy, he just grew boobs straight up?
Well, no. Like, first of all, he lost all his muscle, but then, like, he got this acne that was so bad, it just, like, completely scarred him. Like, he has these big, like, purple blotches now.
No.
It's, yeah, because I guess, like, acne increases the amount you sweat, or increases your oil, or steroids increase your oil production.
Really?
So that's why, like, the people get, like, mad acne. You know, people have, like, really bad acne, like, get scars.
Oh, yeah. So no, I've, like, seen some juicers in the gym. I'd never touch it, man. I'm already on, like, 2-3 pills to keep my effing hair. Yeah. And then I'm going to do that, put my testosterone through the roof, go bald anyhow.
Yeah, and then, like, yeah, your T's shrink. And why am I censoring testes?
Yeah, exactly.
I was
going
to say bees, whatever. It's too
big
late.
Your big hairy bees.
Yeah.
Well, I don't
like
know.
Them big hairy bees, don't you?
Ugh, you want to get the hell out of here? I'm
why
tired,
not?
Man.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for suffering through another Papa's Basement.
Who gives an S?
Yeah, exactly. Screw you. Screw you, taxpayer. I am your host, John Papa Giorgio, my co-host and brother.
Howdy, Will.
Don't say howdy. We're ending the show.
Oops.
Oops. Faux pas.
Whatever.
But, yeah, listen live every 3
I'm
to 4
mentally
p.m.
I checked out many minutes ago.
I was never in it.
Me neither.
www.fcac.org/WEBR. Archives found at www.npop.com.
Has the Metallica song been playing this entire
no,
time?
No, God, I'm not
God, that'd
sloppy.
Be great.
All right. We are outy.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way.
So